Morning. Cheers.
Thanks for having us, Jess.
There we go. So how did you guys get involved with Roughtober and the Rough Edges event? And tell us how you came to be involved with this project.
A friend of mine, Stephen, actually volunteers at Rough Edges and has been there for 2 or 3 years. So he works there every Wednesday night in the kitchen, serving up food for street people. So he introduced me to his world of a Wednesday night. And then we thought, well, we're writing a song that touches on the idea of being lonely and alone during the festive season around Christmas time. And so we thought about that and thought that there might be an alignment.
I think that that is something that a lot of people do experience. And it's kind of a silent and unspoken thing when it comes to the festive season. Everyone thinks of gathering around the table with your family and your friends and opening presents and eating too much food and having fights and all the wonderful things that come with Christmas. Mm. And too often those who might be alone or struggling at Christmas are forgotten. So I think that this is an absolutely fantastic project that you guys have embarked on.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about it. At Christmas time, that's the biggest time, or when you get breakups, you've got family pressures of the family coming together, people needing money to buy presents or the food.
Absolutely.
The expectations, what's going on. I think and then all of that stress at coming together, puts a lot of people, stress under pressure, puts a lot of people into a position where, they just don't know how to deal with things. And then, again, boom, the tempers flare and people separate.
Absolutely.
And I suppose that's where the idea was coming from.
And it's a very emotive time of year.
Oh, absolutely.
The time of year when you feel losses, you feel pain a little bit more, as well as you feel joy and you feel happiness.
Well, I think the tiredness as well. We've all worked hard all year and suddenly we just want to rest, right?
Absolutely.
But we've got to get through this Christmas time.
Absolutely.
So you came together for Roughtober.
Correct.
You did a performance as well, and you slept out on the streets to raise money for Rough Edges.
Yes.
You mentioned the soup kitchen before. What does Rough Edges do for the community? What is it that we're raising money for?
So we're essentially raising money for Rough Edges, which is kind of like a lounge room on Darlinghurst Road. So it's like a little drop-in centre. It's got comforts, lounges, TVs, music. But importantly, it serves up food to the homeless and street people of the area. So they get 50 to 60 people in there a night. It operates 7 nights a week, 7:30 to 10.
Wow.
Largely volunteer run. And so the money that we're raising will go towards helping to support the charity. A lot of the food comes in via OzHarvest, so every night the truck pulls up, unloads the food, and then it's prepared.
You see what you've got, and you work from there.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
The menu varies.
That's fantastic. So now we've come up with the idea to put together a song, to sell it and to donate the funds to Rough Edges and all the incredible work that they do.
Yep.
How do we come up with the idea of a song? You guys are obviously musicians. You guys are obviously in the industry. What was it that led you to that place? What was it that led you to that brainchild of an idea?
I'll let you start off and I'll finish it.
Well,
because you came up with the first. You came up with the first idea of writing the words.
Yeah, I think with all of our stuff, it comes from a personal place and it's autobiographical. So there were some challenges last year in my life around Christmas time, and I decided to recall those challenges in the song. So just to reflect back on that moment. Of that time of year. So that's where the story came from. And then JP, being the sort of musical component of the group, then came up with the music. So I'm words, he's music.
So,
this is a dream team here. I love this.
It was great. So Ed came and approached me and said, hey, it's like, well, I've got this song. It's about Christmas. I'd like to put it together.
Yeah.
Are you interested in writing a Christmas song? I went, well, not really, but okay, let's have a look at it. And so I started looking at the lyrics. I went, okay. Now, we had a version that somebody else had come up with, and then I went, that's really tried. It's really, And I sat down, and while I was away on holidays over in Italy, I was thinking about the song, and then I came back and listened to about 50 different Christmas songs, like full spectrum of stuff.
Wow.
And then I went to do a bit of research, and I went, actually, I think I've got something. So I came up with a chord structure and started to put the song together, and I played it for Ed, and Ed goes, yeah, that's what I want. That's kind of what it was, a little bit more upbeat, and that's where we wanted to go with it.
A little bit more fun.
Well, yeah, again, not to make fun, but
no.
But really more about having it more upbeat, and then because at the end of the song, the resolution is, well, the couple comes back together.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important part, that you were still keeping that light playfulness, and it's something that I like to bring to the music.
What
anyway.
Made you go down that route instead of a more melancholy, a sadder structure? Because obviously you could have very easily gone down the route of sadness, melancholy, and really hit that aspect of what Rough Edges do and what a lot of people go through. Why did you decide to go for the more upbeat stuff?
I think some of my favourite songs are those songs that have a darker, more moody sentiment, but on the upside, the music is the polar opposite of that. Things like Pumped Up Kicks, particular. It's a very dark subject matter, but it's in a very boppy, poppy, catchy style. So I think we were trying to come up with some sort of duality between the words and the music that was a little bit opposite, and also to give it hope. You know, at the end of the day, it's a tough time. We all go through our things at Christmas, but you want to celebrate, and that's why we chose that path.
And I guess that's the point of Rough Edges as well, that no matter how hard a time you're having, no matter how bleak it may seem, you have a space to come to and to feel welcome and loved and in a community of people who will accept you for who you are and give you a feed as well, and have that space to feel loved at Christmas.
It's exactly right. And I don't think it's like going down the path of, oh, well, positive thinking will get you everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. But having a positive outlook or a goal of being positive is like, we've all had situations in our lives where we've been down. Like, and I've lived overseas in Japan, and you know, there are a couple of times during those times where, you know, I'd hit Christmas or certain times of the year where, you know, I had no family, I didn't have a partner at the time, and I'm like feeling really down. But what got me through, you know, either that day or the next day or the next week was, you know, the people I'd surrounded myself with and the support group and friends, and you know, or even just a quick phone call back home. Now, not everyone has that, I do understand, but the idea that you've at least got a community or somewhere to go to or people to go to, like at Rough Edges.
And I think that's the key with Rough Edges is that it's open all year round, not just at Christmas time. It's open for people every night to drop in, and I think they do a wonderful job in the community.
Absolutely. There need to be more organisations like Rough Edges out there. There needs to be more support for people who are struggling and people who are in hardship. Now, Ed, you mentioned before that you often write quite autobiographically for your songs. Did you find this one any harder than songs you've written previously, since it did touch on things that happened during your life?
I think from a technical point of view, yes, it was more difficult because our past songs have been one voice, and this is a duet, so it has a male and a female part. So trying to put myself in someone else's shoes was a little bit more challenging. So with them, trying to write vocals for male and female at the same time was a challenge. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I can imagine that would be trying to be in someone else's head and trying to think like someone else is always a really weird concept to me.
Well, it's that concept of, it's the idea of empathy and having empathy for people, you know. So understanding yourself and then understanding other people, brings you a greater understanding of yourself anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where can people get the song? It's available very soon.
Yep. So early next week, it'll be dropping on iTunes. So have
Fantastic.
A listen if you like it.
Well, we've got a copy here to play this morning, which I'm very, very excited about. So we're going iTunes next week, early next week.
And then I think we'll be on Spotify and some other playlists week after.
We'll keep you all updated on our socials, on our podcast page as well. We'll pop some links on there if you'd like to get a copy. It's called Absent Angel. Guys, do you want to introduce your fantastic song before I play it this morning?
Well, okay, we've got coming up next, we've got Absent Angel. By Ed Jackson and JP Vernon. We hope you enjoy the tune.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Pleasure. Thank you, Jess.